If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio shedding light on the answers to some of the Islamic questions that we have. And for this, let's deal with a series of episodes regarding tahara or purity,
right?
If you will. Let me begin with this question. Would you please provide us the answer based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei? Of course, I'm going to ask you a question, although it is just one question, but it requires, I think, multiple answers.
Right.
What are the different types of water? We always see this in the Risala, right?
Right.
And what are the rules regarding them? For example, we know that the Islamic law classifies water into several categories.
Right.
Such as ma'a mutlaq, pure, unqualified water, ma'a mudaf, mixed or qualified water, or ma'a kathir, large quantity water like rivers, ma ghalil, small quantity water, or ma al bir in Arabic means well, so it's well water, and ma al matar, rainwater. What are the defining characteristics of each type of these waters, and how do the rules of purification or tahara differ from among them? For example, which type can purify nijasa or ritual impurity, and under what conditions might they themselves become impure?
Right. Well, water is water unless it is mixed with something.
Mm-hmm.
When water is mixed with something, then it becomes water added. Added water.
Yes.
Like mean, for example, it's no longer called water. Like sometimes in some cases, like juice. For example, orange juice,
right?
Like maybe banana juice, and this is, all of them are in liquid form, but they are not called water. They are called juice. But in Farsi or in Arabic, we still, they are called a kind of water. Okay, mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
So when it comes to unmixed water, that is the absolute kind of water. Of course, it purifies everything and anything that comes, that becomes impure, that is impure. It becomes pure with unmixed water. Now, we have the different kinds of unmixed water. We have a little or small quantity of water.
Mm.
We have running water.
Mm.
We have water, rain water, and we have the well water, the water,
yes,
which is drawn out from the well. So all of them are purifying agents, and they purify impure things. When it comes to the small quantity of water, which is called ma qalil or little water, of course,
right,
as long as it does not come into contact with najasa, with impurity, it remains a purifying agent, and it purifies. It's pure and purifying at the same time. But ma little water is, of course, becomes impure as soon as it comes into contact with with najasa, even if its color does not change, even if its taste does not change, even if its smell does not change. If a drop of najasa or urine or blood, for example, falls in it, and the najasa disappears, the color does not change, but it is impure and it cannot be used to purify anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to another kind of water, which is called kur water, which is a kind of a water, which is water, which is, for example, let's say 3 spans and a half. Imagine there is a container. It is 3 spans and a half wide, 3 spans and a half deep, 3 spans and a half breadth. Okay.
Yes.
So if the container is, if there is such a container, and this is the minimum amount of water, if that container is full of water, and let's say if najasa or impurity falls in that container, and its smell does not change, its color does not change, and its taste does not change, that water, even though it's very little, but it is cool, it's the minimum amount of cool water, it's still okay to purify things with it, okay? To use it for washing dishes, clothes, and anything, okay? It's okay to use it. But if it is, like, now it's cool water, the water which comes from the tap, from the tap,
yes,
the water which comes from the mains, of course, is considered to be cool water. And so if its color does not change, if its smell or taste does not change, it's okay, you can use it. But if the color is different, if the taste is different, and has changed, and if it smells something different, then, of course, it cannot be used to purify things. And then we have, of course, running water. We have well water. Inshallah, we may discuss it.
Let's talk about it after the break. Thank you very much. Let's have a break, and then we'll come back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to tahara, or purity, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javed, before the break, I asked you a question about different types of water. And I think, before the break, I think I interrupted you for talking about or characterizing, the running water. So what are the rules regarding the running water?
Well, running water is not made impure by coming into contact with impurity. Running water is water that continues in a stream or in a river, and of course
on the pipes.
Yeah, not pipes in the river or in a stream in a brook, like you can call it, and then the water continues and goes on, new water comes and replaces the old water. If, of course, the water, is the color of the water, the taste and the smell of the water is the same, it's natural, it does not change, of course, it can be used for purification. And if it changes, then one should wait until, the water flows on and goes passes by, and the new water replaces the water which used to be foul in smell, because water comes out and emerges from the earth, springs forth from the earth. And so if new water replaces the old water, and it is, and the taste is the same, it's not different, the smell and the, you know, three qualities do not change, then it can be used for purification.
I see.
And let's go to the well water. Well water, I think we discussed it, we talked about it in the previous episode, in the last portion of the three previous episode. Well water does not become najis unless it is smell, it is color, it is taste changes.
Right.
If it does change, then of course it's no longer, you know, a purifying agent.
I see.
It should be drawn out. And then so that new water springs forth and collects in the well, and so that it could be used to purify any items of clothing or utensils.
A quick question, Sheikh Javid. Is muddy water a form of mudaf water, and does it purify nijasa?
Muddy water cannot be used for purification unless you wait and until the mud settles, okay? Uh-huh. And subsides, and then you can use the water which is no longer considered to be muddy.
I see. What about the runny water? When there is rain, usually the rivers, as you called the running water, right?
Yeah, it's muddy.
It's muddy.
It's muddy.
Does it purify? Or you have to still wait for that?
You have to wait. You have to maybe you can take some water and let the water, the dust or the mud settle, and then you can use the water.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take another break, and then we'll come back after this break and continue our program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned with us.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to tahara or purity based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, Muslims living in the West use toilets built in the direction of the Qibla. There is nothing we can do about it except demolishing or rebuilding the toilet. How should one act in such a case? In many Western homes, toilets are constructed without consideration for the Qibla direction. Given their prohibition of facing or turning one's back toward the Qibla, while relieving oneself, what is the correct course of action? If one's toilet faces that direction and a structural alteration is difficult or impossible, are there permissible alternatives such as changing one's sitting angle or using a footstool or relying on the barrier of walls, for example, to avoid disrespect toward the Qibla?
Yes, a good question. Of course, this problem is very common, unfortunately. With Muslims living in the West, they have, and they do know, they keep wondering as to what they should do. A lot of, they get guests who think that, okay, their toilet is not in a direction of Qibla. So they end up, let's say, cleaning themselves, washing themselves, and getting rid of the impurity while facing the Qibla. That's not good. And of course, it's not permissible to defecate or urinate with one's face or back towards the Qibla. So it's necessary for a person to change his angle, to adjust himself in the toilet, and make sure that he's not facing the Qibla while relieving himself. It is haram, absolutely forbidden, to defecate in the direction of Qibla. So the only alternative left, if it's not possible to demolish the bathroom or the toilet, it's necessary to make sure that one is not facing the Qibla while relieving.
Thank you very much for that nice and proper answer, Sheikh Javid. And thank you very much, my dear audience, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, whereby we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws related to Tahara or purity based on fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Until another show, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن.